Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris' new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we'd love to talk about on Ye Olde Broads. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. He's considering different plugins today. It's just how it is.
Yeah, the plugins on my laptop are affecting my webcam, so I'm like all like motion blur on this Crappens on Demand, and I'm very upset about it, but you know what? It's okay.
You're just as hot. You're just like slower hot. That means you'll age more slowly, and we're all going to be jealous, all right?
Thank you. Well, everyone just know that it's not your computer. It's me.
Well, it's not you. It's me. But we're not breaking up with you, darlings. No, we're coming to you. Watch What Crappens goes on tour starting in February. We're so excited. And we just announced four new cities. We announced San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, and Columbus. So you guys really think we're going to leave the Midwest and San Diego behind? We wouldn't do that. We are going to be coming to you guys in June. Tickets go on sale later this week, Thursday, Friday, but the pre-sale's Wednesday. So use the ticket code CRAPPINS2023 to get your pre-sale tickets. And you can find that and the list of all of our cities over at Watch What Crappens Adult Academy. Today,
that is correct.
A very special day because we are on demand, which you can find on our Patreon. Look at us. We're just going to chill here for 5 hours. Come onto our Patreon. That's where we do our on-demand videos. So today we wanted to do Southern Hospitality because we just haven't done that one in a while on demand. So for all of our videos, just go over to Patreon. That's also where our bonus episodes are. Okay.
Yeah. This show, Southern Hospitality, never ceases to amaze me. I really want to know, are people watching this show? I think I say this every week, but are people watching this show? Because they should be watching it. It's ridiculous.
This show's amazing. I don't know if anybody's watching it. I'm watching it. That's all that really matters. Of course, I say that, and then every show I like gets canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it, though. So the opening of it is Mia again, which is Mia got two opening narrations so far.
Huge.
So
congratulations,
Mia's definitely winning in the opening narration tally, I think, right?
Yeah. She's doing a great job. And it's more of the same. It's like Grace Lilly. Grace Lilly was like this. Everyone didn't like Grace Lilly at NASCAR. And then we left the house a mess. Anyway, so then we have that awful theme song. I really hate the theme song. I know a place where you can go. Are you going out tonight?
Are you coming out tonight? Yeah, show you guys need better. To work on that. Listen, nobody's watched this show. So you can come up with a new theme song every week. Nobody would know the difference. Make an effort. Come up with something.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you can because they got Trixie Monocle from Charleston to come up with some new music today in the show that was actually quite good, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
It was some of her finest Southern Charm work. And they were like, you know what, Trix? We're going to need something younger because this one isn't about old rapey guys with big giant ears, you know, impregnating 18-year-olds. And she was like, okay, I'll make one. I'm a girl in a town, a girl, a pretty girl in a town. But then they added some. I'm a girl. In a town. They added some Charleston flair to it. I think she did a very nice job. Give her a crack at the opening, I say.
Yeah, I think so. I think this opening is like very much an afterthought. It's like a scrap that they found on the editing room floor. The show deserves better. The show deserves something dynamic. It deserves something in the style of Vanderpump Rules, not in the style of Southern Charm. And it's a huge black eye on a show that is in itself just its own black eye. Like, it's literally a black eye of a show. It's a black eye on Bravo. It's a black eye on humanity. And yet, even black eyes deserve to have a good theme song, right?
I guess, but I'd take issue with you saying that it deserves better than Southern Charm. How dare you? I love the Southern Charm.
No, but Southern Charm, the theme song, for Southern Charm is for...
He's in magazines. He's got more honey than a funny honeybee. Ba-ba-ba! That's like the best theme song on Bravo. What are you talking about?
No, but what I'm saying is the Southern Charm theme song is more like, it's for like the good old boys. It's like, you know, Charleston fuddy-duddies. And then, but like what you know, for like, it should be in the Vanderpump Rules Summer House style where it's like, you know you're a waitress because you have nothing in life. Boom. Sorry, that sounded way more damning to waitresses.
You know, mix both of those. Mix that with the I'm a hooker. So we open where we ended last week, where Leva has seen somebody post on social media. Horrible thing. Like, am I at your gynecology appointment with you? And I just like that because I feel like this cast would be at the gynecologist like that. Like, you want to see my JJ? Find it. Find it. Just like twerking up against the metal table. Like, yeah. Get in there, doc.
So Leva's like, okay, so here's tip number one. If y'all want to party with people, Trevor can party with you. He doesn't work for me, and he's not held to my standard, which is already extremely low. I mean, hello, look at all of you. But you guys are. You guys are held to my standard. And so if Trevor makes a video of you that you don't think should be on IG, you should be telling him not to post the video. So the TLDR on this is, it's not Trevor's fault, it's your fault for not speaking up.
And Maddie opens her mouth like she's going to argue with it, but decides very quickly not to, because guys, today is tie-dye night. So you don't want to mess with Lev on tie-dye night, okay? It's apparently a very big night at the restaurant. So Lev is like, I mean, she tells us, they're like stunning, beautiful girls. And maybe I'm just like from a different generation, but I thought it was very demeaning. Honey, you have them, sorry for calling you honey, because that's demeaning, first of all. But you have them dressed in Band-Aids and using their sexuality on IG to get people into your clubs in the first place. So let's stop Gloria Steinem-ing this shit in your fucking crop top business suit. Okay.
Also,
I don't need a speech from you, Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, like, also, let's not forget that before they were captured on Trevor's phone and put on Instagram, they were captured by the Bravo cameras you invited into your workplace. Okay? So let's not forget that.
True.
So Love is like,
ouch! I suspended my disbelief too hard.
So Love is like, your faces and your Instagrams are your business cards, okay? And I'm just realizing this, and wow, I have been sending people to the used car shop way too much by accident.
My businesses are on your profiles. You are 30 years old. And Will's like, not yet, but almost. And she's like, whatever, Will. Okay, that answer makes me even more angry. And I'm going to put a dot, dot, dot there because I don't know why it would. And Mikhail's like, wait. Look, we're just having fun. Like, we're like posting stuff. Like, I'm not saying it's right. And Levi goes, if it looks shitty, then don't post it. And Maddie's like, but to me, it looked like two gorgeous girls comfortable with their bodies posing on Instagram. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, what is that?
Yeah, having the time of their lives while, like, a guy pours White Claw on them, you know, and then, like, laughs and then posts it on Instagram and puts a caption up, like, sluts in White Claw, like and subscribe, you know? That's just, like, embracing our comfortableness, okay? And so Lev was like, I don't give a shit what your answers are for it and a discussion. I don't want to hear another word about it. Joe, I can't tell. Are you mouth breathing or do you have something to say?
I just want to say that our Republic's in our Instagram bio. So, you know.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much. Thank you, Joe. Okay, back to work, everyone.
Yeah, they're such butt kissers because isn't this a spot where Joe's like, yeah, it says Republican on our profiles, by the way, everybody. By the way, yeah, Joe, okay, we get it. You're going to write 5 pages begging for a raise later, okay? Shut it. So everyone's like, okay. So they go back to work to put, you know, their string bikinis on for their dinner service or whatever. And then we get this really empowering song while we're in an episode about empowering people. Ching, ching, bling, bling, you're going to need a Mr. Ring. Ching, ching, you need a ring. That's the thing, because the lady can't be a king. What a fucking disgusting stereotype of a song for this city. Are you serious? Are you fucking kidding me with this song? You don't need no fucking king, okay?
Yeah.
Has Elizabeth just gone in the ground? Have we not forgotten? You don't need a king. How dare you, song?
Yeah, but Ronnie, Republic's on King Street, and it's like the biggest, club on King Street, and like King Street's actually in the Republic Instagram bio, so it kind of like makes sense a little bit.
So Maddie is like, you know, drinking coffee, and then they repeat again, a lady can't be king. And then we see Joe in the shower. He's taking the Jack's butt shot in the shower. He's like, hey, guys, you're getting a normal part of my life. Want to get me in my glass shower? See you there.
I like Maddie being bad at filler, at like B-roll. She like doesn't know how to do it because she has a cup of coffee and she drinks it. She goes, oh, hits the spot. And then she puts it down and walks away. Like, you know, like when you drink beverages, you usually stick around. No, she's like, I gotta go. Oh, I hit the spot. And then Grace Lily's going after her cat. She's like, hey, Penelope, wavy gravy, Penelope. And the cat just darts up the stairs. Like, I'm not being put in this.
Yeah, they don't pay me enough for this shit. So then we see Grace Lily in the car with Lucia, and they're both like licking lollipops. And Lucia's like, listen, I just want you to know you're being supported because, you know, we can all make mistakes. And you know that I'm going to tell you when you make mistakes. She goes, I know. Sometimes I just need people to put me in my place because sometimes I just don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, like, and that specifically applies to driving your car. So she like fears and defies lane.
I just don't know. Yeah, if I can't text, how come she can like suck on a lollipop? I call in fairness. So,
hey, thanks, stoplight. Thanks for telling me to stop. Sometimes I just need to be put in my place. Thank you.
Hey, Lucia, did you see the highlight saying hi? Hi. There's cameras up there. She's like stopping. They'll take a picture of you if you stop in the middle of the intersection.
Lucia's talking about how when Grace was first hired at Republic, she was 19 and all about like the moon and moon rituals and like all that kind of stuff. I was always walking around barefoot and stuff and things like that. And Lucia's like, you know, we have like a really strong connection. Like we are both into our divine feminine energy. And like, I don't believe Grace means to be hurtful when she does act out. She's just expressing herself in the only way she knows how, in a very sad, bratty, pretty stupid way. That's all.
And then we see a clip of her being like, oh, so now I'm excluded because I called a bitch a slut. Fine. Also, I love that they keep making it seem like Lucia is 97 years old. Because she says things. She's like, I've known Grace Lilly since she was 19 years old. And then they show a picture of them. How old are you? You look like 2 years older than her. Why are you acting like you're the old lady in the Titanic, you know, telling the story about your goddamn jewel that fell to the bottom of the ocean?
There's a jewel in the bottom of the ocean. That's just Grace Lilly doing, jumping into the ocean to find the emerald or whatever it was. So Grace is like, you know, I really respect you. I look up to you and Leva like role models, okay? And I'm just so thankful that you're here helping me because I need this, you know, good vibes only. Wavy, wavy gravy, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, Leva has given me the keys to the castle. Cloud Nine is my first event that I ever done put on myself. And then we see a flyer. It's, of course, pink. And it's like, Cloud Nine Thursdays, hosted by Grace Lilly, featuring our Cloud Nine Cotton Candy Cocktail throwback tracks. All night long. I was like, this is huge. This is big. A pink flyer that says Grace Lilly on it. Girl, yeah. You know that'd be on my LinkedIn. That would be my cover photo. I'd be like, Grace Lilly, cotton candy and things.
With throwback music, which for Grace Lilly is like listening to, like, I don't know, Teenage Dream or something. So she's like very excited about this. And she's like, yeah, there's going to be Prosecco and Veuve and Rosé and flowers. And it's going to be like Hubba Bubba Pink. Hey, I love Hubba Bubba Pink. What's Hubba Bubba Pink, Ronnie? I don't know what that is.
Hubba Bubba is bubble gum and it's pink. It's a pink bubble gum. So she's like, yeah, I'm doing this at Bourbon and Bubbles. It's super big. And then it says 3 weeks earlier. And she's like, Leva, I want to do something so different. I want it to be pink, like rosé and pink. And then Leva's like, I want to see an email. So then we see 2 weeks earlier. So it takes her a week to get around to this email. And then we see her composing the email. Pink, fun, pink rose, pink elephant, mosquito bite, pink, pink eye. Macaroons. How do you spell macaroons?
She's just doing word association at this point, you know?
Anything that's pink.
She's like, can this party be hung by ropes in an amphitheater and spun around? It's like, well, not that pink. So
so she goes to a flower shop, right? So she goes, ha! That's how she goes into the flower shop. She says, oh my God, it's so pretty. You guys got flowers. Okay, here's what I'm looking for. Sexy, fun, Hubba Bubba pink. Hey, I love Hubba Bubba. Do you have anything we can use tonight? Like an assortment? Like pink or purple? Oh, I like this flower because it looks like a vagina. And that's the most beautiful thing about a woman. We create, we procreate. Power to the pussy, know what I'm saying?
And the lady working in the flower shop's like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. By the way, I also want to point out that, like, we have sat through several minutes of buildup of, like, thank you for supporting me on this. Thank you for coming with me. I mean, I really thought she was going to the doctor or something. She's just going to a flower shop to buy flowers. Thank you, Lucia, for supporting me here. I didn't know if I could pick out these flowers on my own.
I know. And she says, I know Leva didn't like my post about power of the pussy, but I feel like my pussy is sacred. And Lucia's like, yeah, she doesn't give a fuck. And I like that. I like that. I'm being forced to be her friend for the next 3 weeks.
The producer said, if I want to be on the show, I have to really like this girl.
She's like, well, I feel like some people we work with don't know what they are or who they're doing in their lives, like what they're doing or who they're doing. You know what? I went through a spiritual awakening. I've been through four that I know of.
It's like, you know, when you hit your snooze alarm, you know, your alarm goes off and you're like, you know, it's time to awaken up, but you want to sleep a little bit longer. So I basically had one spiritual awakening, but I hit the snooze four times. That's how that kind of worked out for me.
Yeah, I've been on this path since I was 15, when I had some really traumatic things happen to me and I had to be sent away. Okay, so Grace Lilly has alluded to her trauma for, what is this, episode 5 or something, episode 6? For 6 episodes. She keeps talking about some horrible trauma that she went through. And listen, this is reality TV, and people are putting that shit all over the TV, okay? We've heard about so many traumas, so many horrible traumas over the years. This was hers.
Well, I did a lot of bad things when I was in my teens. I wanted to be, like, bad, okay? I wanted to be with the bad boys. I wanted to chase that thrill and that lifestyle, so I was caught joyriding with the stolen vehicle and the judge had to send me away. And I'll never forget when he told me I could have been dead in a ditch.
That's your fucking trauma, stealing someone else's car? How's that your trauma?
What about my trauma?
Where's my car?
Where's my car? I know. I love that she phrased it like that was something that happened to her. No, you actively participated in a felony. I was traumatized by the time I stole that car.
And that's why I know who I am and what I want out of this life. Because I feel like an old soul, like I'm an Egyptian princess, or like an Egyptian princess god in my past life. And then I was a warrior and I was fighting for my land.
I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like an Egyptian princess who once stole a chariot. I'm an old soul.
You want to hear about trauma? I was probably Bubba before they found Hubba to marry him. That's my greatest trauma in my other life.
Hey, you know what I did in my other life? I remember it so clearly. I remember I was friends with Pebbles and Bam Bam. And I said, hey, guys, let's go for a ride. And we just took her dad's car. And our little feet went riding all the way down the street before, you know, the dinosaur pulled us over and gave us a ticket. It was on a piece of stone. It was a very heavy ticket.
I was definitely on a pirate ship, sailing on the 7 seas, getting fucked on the pirate ship.
I love that that is an actual thing that she said, and it sounds exactly like it was just in a yes and to my stupid Flintstones scenario.
In her past life, she was on a pirate ship getting fucked. I can't. So
By the way, does she know what old soul means? She's like, I'm an old soul. Getting fucked on a pirate ship.
I was younger, more fuckable soul on that pirate ship. And Lucy is like, okay, so I support you, but do you think anyone else is going to show up to support you? And she goes, well, not one of them has posted my event flyer. Like, they didn't post nothing.
Right, which actually does not become a plot point whatsoever. I thought it was going to be like a whole thing, like, none of you guys support me, and I'm trying to come back to the fold, but actually has no bearing on anything.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Commercial.
So now it's 2 hours until the big event, and she's like on the street being like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, bah, 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 pink, 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 come on, come on, come on. I'm having an event. You better come on over. It's for old souls who like to get railed on a plank. Come on.
So at Republic, people are working, and Maddie's like, hey, Emmy, do you think anyone's going to be going to Grace Lily's event? I mean, like, what do you think? Do you think anyone's going to go? Because, like, that's nuts. And Emmy's like, I think Mia's going. And she goes, there's no way I'm going to Grace Lily's event. She's smeared my best friend by calling her a slut. And then we see a clip of Grace Lily just going, she'll probably have a new guy next week. I mean, I don't care. She'll probably find a new guy next week. What do I care? She'll probably find a guy next week.
Meanwhile, 200 years ago, she'll probably find a new pirate next week. She'll probably find another pirate next week, just like a wench at the local.
Yeah. She'll probably find someone to club her over the head and drag her into another cave next week. She'll probably find someone to club her over the head and drag her into a cave next week. She'll probably just find another guy to club her.
She'll probably find another Roman emperor to fuck next week. She'll probably find another emperor. It's like, that's Cleopatra.
She'll probably find another breed of animal 2x2 to lead on to an arc to fuck next week.
She's just old souls herself into Noah's Ark.
She'll probably find another guy to invent the vehicle next week. We'll probably find another guy to invent cars next week. Just taking...
It's the repeat of the exact same thing over and over. It was cracking me up.
Slut shaming for centuries.
So she's like, Emmy's like, why would I even support Grace? Like, she's got candles and crystals for that. Like, she can save herself. Emmy's like, yeah, for me, I'm just like, if I'm not at Bourbon and Bubbles, then I'm working at Republic, so I'm supporting the business. And Maddie's like, yeah, we're supporting the business by working, right? Yeah. You stop bopping your head. We're marrying ketchups right now. She's like, a ketchup bottle up to her head. She's like, yeah.
Hey, Emmy, have you ever heard of music before? It's so cool. Mm-mm. So then.
All my family is musicians. What did she say last week when she led us to believe everyone all her in my family?
Yeah, she's like, music is a big deal in my family. Growing up, we always listened to it.
That's why we were the best bowling team in the family league or something. Like, led to something totally different.
So now Grace is at Bourbon and Bubbles for this thing. And she's really trying to sell the branding of Cloud Nine because she's working into everything she says. She's like, I'm on Cloud Nine. I'm feeling it myself. Woohoo, Cloud Nine. Nine is how many more guys she's going to find next week. Cloud Nine.
And the bartender's like, okay, we need to come up with your special drink. So what's going to be in the Cloud Nine? She's like, Cloud Nine. They're like, well, we can't put that into a drink.
Nine
what?
Cloud.
What do you want in the drink?
Cotton candy.
What should it be in?
clouds.
So they just put cotton candy in a glass and pour Prosecco on the cotton candy, okay? That's going to be her drink.
Which is funny because the Prosecco then dissolves all the cotton candy immediately. So,
yeah, does that taste good? You know, I have some Prosecco down, but you know what I don't have is cotton candy. Fuck this life. Like, what kind of life am I even leading that I have Prosecco down there and not cotton candy? I suck.
Cut to tomorrow. Hey, Ronnie, how's it going? Well, I just bought a cotton candy machine.
I'm going to be doing the tailor like. My niece wanted a cotton candy machine. I said, no, what an asshole I am. I wonder if Target's open by the time.
I love the distinct arc of that story. Just like my niece wanted it. And I said, no.
And now it's the karma. Cotton candy dreams. Yeah, now it's my fucking karma. Well, she's never going to be a Grace Lily. Good luck, kid.
Well, maybe she will if she learns how to bring people into a club. Because when you give me a job to do, I'm going to do it myself. My job is to bring people in G Lily style, which we don't actually see her bring anyone in. They're just people that are there.
Yeah, so. There are people at tables already that she walks around going, guys, cloud nine, cotton candy, cloud nine. And they're like, okay. So Joe comes in and he's like, hey, I was at work, but I had to come by because like, I just want you to know that, like, last night I invited a bunch of girls here, so.
I see Grace may hear a comeback from her demise at Lake Norman, and I like a good comeback story. She's like, well, you know, it's all about work, and that's where my main focus is. Cloud nine!
Yeah, thank you, Joe, because this is where people are just like girls who like have vaginas, you know? We really need to sell it.
And so Mikkel and Lucia come, and she's like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming. And then Bradley comes, and he's like, I need an espresso martini immediately, please. Please.
It was so funny because, like, when he walked in, I was like, Bradley seems nice, but he's really doesn't have much presence. I'm surprised he's even on the show. And then, of course, the rest of the episode was about Bradley, which was shocking. So,
yeah, it's interesting how they've introduced people on this show, because at first it was just Maddie, right? It's like, oh, the show's all about Maddie. And then it's like, oh, okay, it's about Maddie and Grace Lily. And then it was like, it's Mia. This show is about Mia and or Mikkel, you know, they had that. I like that they all kind of give them a turn. It's like a Rashomon. Lazy season of just shit people, which is what we like, you know?
Yeah. And they even gave us someone new right this moment. It's Reagan.
Girl, she's a when in doubt, what do you do in the South? Praise Reagan. Praise Reagan until Reagan. Everything works again.
She's a former Republic server. And Grace tells us, Reagan used to work at Republic until she met her rich boyfriend who stole her to go travel with him. And that's why you work at a place like Republic. Ballers with money. I mean, hop on it. Why not? Wavy gravy hubba bubba baby Tulum.
Feminism.
So Grace is like, oh my God, Reagan, thank you so much for being here for me and not texting me too much. And then Leva comes while Grace is like literally on a table cheering,
cheers to cotton candy, cloud nine, cloud nine.
Like, could someone lick some cotton candy and stick it on her eyelash so it will just fucking stay there?
I know.
Please.
And the vibe of this bar is just like a bar. And she has like the bottle service, like flashing lights, club shit going on. She's like, on cloud nine. I'm like, people are just sitting there. You just know, they're like, what is going on in here tonight?
So Leva comes and she's like, wow, it's feeling super gracified. The whole space is pink. Like, everyone's like living their base grilly grace. Everyone's living their best Grace Lily night. Like, I just had someone walk by me saying they love their vagina while snorting crushed up rose petals off a broken piece of the bathroom mirror. So good for her.
Yeah, it's really, really great. So then Bradley is like, Mia goes up to Brad and she's like, so what was your reaction when you found out I made out with Joe? This is someone who no one is talking about, because if you have to start your own gossip, like, that's just sad. Yeah. So I guess everyone's talking about me and Joe, right? What did you think when you heard that rumor that everyone's definitely talking about?
Yeah, he's like, it wasn't a rumor. It happened. And then she tells us, she's like, yeah, drinks were flowing. He looked great. I looked great. Applause. Well played, Joe Bradley. Yeah, everyone found out the next day. I have no idea how.
Meanwhile, there's a billboard on King Street. Mia, yeah. Just kissed Joe.
Mia loves Joe, hates Chimichanga lady. God, I wonder who paid for that. So weird.
Hey, do you guys ever think that the Chimichanga lady ever made out with Joe? Because I definitely made out with him. Did I just say that part out loud?
So then it cuts to Joe talking to TJ about it. And Joe's like, I mean, we weren't even flirting or whatever. And then when we got in the bed, like, I don't even remember that part. And then we see that TJ was in the bed with them, sleeping. And he's like, we just made out for 3 seconds. I mean, I think she made out with me. I think that's what happened.
Wow. It must have been all that charisma just drew her right on in. So Brad tells us, Joe's chasing after Maddie and kissing Mia and totally getting away with it. And there's no way that Joe isn't using Mia to make Maddie jealous.
It's wow. Not cool. Bradley's all mad.
Breakout star. Breakout late season star, Bradley.
So Maddie goes to Republic and they're in that little dressing room area. And Grace Lily's like, line up, everybody. Line up here, y'all. They're showing each other their nails. The show's so silly. I'm like, wait, I have to like get it right in my head. Lily dressing room, line up here, y'all. They show nails. Oh,
yes.
They were literally nail just party. Showing.
They're just showing each other their nails. It's just hard also because they go from like one night at the club to another night very quickly. And the only way you can tell which night it is by seeing their costumes change. Because like one moment we're at Cloud Nine, and the next moment they're just at Republic again. Right. So.
And tonight is tie-dye night. Just in case anybody's like, wait a minute, tonight's not tie-dye night. Tonight is tie-dye night, okay? Now everybody just take a cleansing breath and show your nails. Show your nails. Look, just clean mine. Look at those nails. Okay, the hands are a little Kyle Richards, but the nails are to die for. Suck it, Cloud Nine. Feminism right in my pussy.
Nail party. So Reagan walks in. And people are like, oh my God, these employees are like always surprised when people walk into the room. It turns out like literally anytime when someone walks in, they're always like, oh my God. And they're always like looking left and right. Like, can you believe someone walked in the room?
And Love is like, okay, hi everybody. So like busy weekend, right? Did you do the nail thing yet? Great. So I'd like to welcome back Reagan. I want to remind you guys, Dukakis lost. So here's a way to stick it to you again. Also, we're in hiring season. So like we're running this place on a shoestring budget, but we need more. And I know Reagan has been traveling, but now... Do I have to say anything else? I'm exhausted. She's back. Now she's back. Okay. So the producer asks them, who is Reagan? And Joe's like, Reagan's like one of the hottest girls at Republic.
And Mikhail's like, yeah, she's part of our extended friend group. She used to work at Republic. And Mikhail's like, I love her. And Grace Lily says, yeah, I love Reagan. You know what I like about her? I feel like in the past life, she was never on a pirate ship, so she wasn't taking my man.
She was on different pirate ships, so she was banging her own man, okay? That's how a real pirate friend does it. And she shines on her own. She don't need anything. And so then it cuts to Maddie, and Maddie's like, Reagan is a bullshitter and a fucking liar and a fucking cheater. That's who fucking Reagan is, all right?
Yeah, Maddie gets fired up about Reagan, unlike anyone else. I think that, like, I think the producers thought Maddie was going to have this energy for Grace Lily, but she's been fine. But when it comes to Reagan, Maddie loses her shit.
Oh, yeah. They're like, guys, I don't know if we have much this season. Who do we bring in? They're like, Reagan. Let's watch Maddie and Emmy go off the fucking rails, right? So, then Will's like, me and Reagan like hooked up for 4 weeks and she lied to me the whole time we were together. She lied to everyone.
Yeah, she kept on saying, I love dating lawyers. But that was a lie because I never was a lawyer. So
Grace Lily's like, sometimes the hottest women get the most hay.
Yep. So, well, especially with this group, maybe. So Mikhail's like, the bitch is back. So they're all, it's like a whole bunch of like wind up for Reagan. And so Reagan basically, Reagan's just kind of like a segue, right? She's like one of, she's like a segue without the mall cop. She just sort of like zips around sort of slowly and is sort of there and doing things, but like, you know, doesn't have much personality. You're not going to go out of your way to see Reagan. So,
not at all. But if she was famous earlier, I would credit her with the no eyebrows trend, because she just looks like a wee character that's not quite finished, you know? And
like someone interrupted while you were making your character and you're like, I just have to do
it. Yeah, and you come back and you're like, I have to re-choose the nose. Why wouldn't it say that?
I'm not going back in. I need to play Wii Sports now.
Right. So she's talking to a waitress we never see, who's basically like Camille Grammer. She'd never found out. So I was just like, hey, you need to learn the, you need to learn the system. And she's like, I'm reacclimating. I mean, I was like on that Zoom call, but like other than that, you like need to show me the system.
So then Maddie dumps this whole like a deeply uninteresting backstory. She's like, okay, here's the thing. Okay, Sierra, who works at Republic, I love her. She's my roommate. You've never seen her. She's too ugly to be on the show. We won't allow her. She made me my coffee today. It was great. So she was dating Brad, okay? And then Reagan knew that and then slept with Brad anyways, okay? And then also Reagan has a boyfriend while she was doing this. Reese. His name is Reese. No relation to the pieces, okay? And Reagan and Brad were coming to work every day looking Sierra right in the eye, looking at all of us in the eye. Because one thing that we do know is that if you cheat on one person, you cheat on all of Republic, the most important club in all of King Street and South Carolina, and dare I say, the United States.
And Sierra was really, really hurt. And so Love is like, listen, your job is to make sure that Reagan feels good working here, and that's it. She goes, got it. Got it, Leva. Got it. And she goes back to her story and she goes, yeah.
Because it's a long story.
It is.
A long, stupid story.
She's like, yeah, Reagan and Brad were having sex for like a period of time. And one time, Joe Bradley heard them. And one time, they went to Atlanta. And then TJ and Joe Bradley were there. And they heard Reagan having sex with Brad. And when they came home from Atlanta, they told me all about it in graphic detail. And then Reagan and Brad continued to lie about it because Reagan is scared of her boyfriend, Reese. It's fucked up. It is fucked up.
I am very curious to meet this Reese, this very scary Reese. But Maddie is like very, she's all worked up because it's like all, I think this is all in tribute to Sierra, the unseen roommate who she loves so much.
Yes, but they're also scared of Reese because he's 35. And to them, that's like, oh, a 35-year-old. How terrifying. It's like their version of Tom, Erica's Tom. Tom Gorgonzola. What was his last name? What's Girardi? Wrong with me? Girardi, yeah. Tom no, Girardi.
This guy's name is actually Reese Gorgonzola, and he's very scary. He's 33. He works in investment finance, and he has something called a more gauge, and we're scared of that.
So this is just a side note to the show in general, because a lot of the complaints I see online, people are like, I'm not watching that show. That's not authentic, because I read a blind that everybody was just hired for the show and nobody actually works there. Well, that's not true, obviously. And it's not because I believe them, because they're such good actors. But I would say at least half of these people really work there, right? They've got the Instagrams to prove it. And they seem like they're actually friends. I mean, they have all of this shit. Like, that time we went to Atlanta, they fucked. But then Reese didn't like it. And of course, it's fucking TJ telling everybody about it.
This story, I mean, this show, this is like Dostoevsky for Bravo. They all, like, everything is like a big backstory. It's like Dolores Claiborne, which is not Dostoevsky, but still, I'm going to stick with anything that starts with a D and is literary. That's what this show is.
Dolores Claiborne. Wow, that was quite a jump.
I know. I was like, why am I saying Dostoevsky? I've like literally never read
it. You're like, this is like Dilbert, guys.
This is like Dan Brown, guys. No, but seriously, there are so many like sordid backstories, but like none of them are terribly consequential, but they're there, except for, of course, the Tulum the Tulum trip.
Yeah, there's Tulum. Okay, so Maddie and Reagan, Maddie's trying to show Reagan around. Reagan has probably not worked there for like, what, 2 months? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. So she's like, okay, so this is the welcome pack, but like, you know the welcome pack, right? Like, I mean, and then that's where everything is. But like, you already know all this stuff, right? And Reagan's like, yeah, I guess. So then Brad and Mia come to work just to hang out, to which I say, guys, I know Charleston doesn't have that much, but I mean, I do still go to Applebee's sometimes and just like look around and I'm like, they could have dusted that that old plastic baseball hat from the El Paso Diablos a little bit more thoroughly, you know, just to feel cool. But get a life.
But yeah, seriously. So then Brad shows up and he's wearing like a white t-shirt that has some sort of design on it. And Leva's like, you're really pushing it with this dress code here. Oh, it's like, I'm sorry, Leva. I'm sorry he did not wear his Tommy Bahamas and cargo shorts with Birkenstocks. I'm sorry that he left his baseball cap at home. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no kidding. Maddie's telling Reagan, well, I just want you to know that, like, as the manager, like, I stay out of everything. I mean, there might be people who will be upset that you're back, but, like, it's Leva's club, so I don't want the drama at work. You know what I mean? Do you have a tie-dye uniform? Yes or no?
So Reagan's like, oh, no, I don't have a uniform. I must have left it in my very powerful boyfriend's washing machine. So
I love that she does have the tie-dye uniform, but she left it at Natalie's house. Reagan, are you going to make any fucking effort here, Reg? Come on.
No, the answer to that is no. She's like at the car wash, it's like a broken spinner, you know? Just like you're going to the car wash, everyone's spinning around, and there's just like one sad thing of Rags just not doing anything helpful.
Yeah, and she's like, I'll just train in this totally hot outfit I wore just to walk around in a club. And I'm like, is there trouble with Reese? Because you seem to be coming back for more over here.
Yeah.
You just look gorgeous. She's like, I'll just train in this. Vom, vom, vom. She grabs like a feather boa and like whips it around.
I'm not here for the cameras, even though I'm in this beautiful outfit.
It's time for a commercial. It's time.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
I'm for a Crappens commercial.
So then Emmy is, they're all, of course, all the women are mad. Not all the women, I should say. I meant Emmy and Maddie. And Emmy is like, it's the most unnatural thing in the world to see her back here. And Maddie's like, I'm staying out of it. I'm staying out of it until like we all get together. And then I'm just going to like shame her for everything. And Brad's like, if they start running their mouths. And Reagan's like, they already have. They already have.
So Brad's like, you know, like that shit was dead last year. Like, why are you bringing up old shit? It should be done and over with. And so we're like, what, Brad? What is Brad talking about? So he tells us, he's like, this rumor was shut down multiple times. Reagan's boyfriend is happy. I'm happy. Reagan's happy. Let's move on now. And so the producer asks him, does Reagan's boyfriend know about this? And he does like the total guilt thing where he just starts, he's like takes a big swig and starts chewing on his ice. He's like, yeah, we talked about it a gazillion times. Yeah.
You can trust me. I'm wearing a black turtleneck today. I'm totally, totally not nefarious about this at all. So Brad is, now Brad's talking to Reagan and he's like, you know, people can be like friends without fucking. It's like not hard to do, you know? And then Brad tells us, yeah, Reese is like a really powerful guy. Like, you don't want to mess with him. Okay. I feel like
he's very sensitive about this, like his 22-year-old girlfriend, hot girlfriend, possibly hooking up with a 25-year-old personal trainer. And like, he's 33 and he's very successful.
He's 35, Ben.
He's 35.
And he's successful. And I find that extremely embarrassing. So then Maddie passes by Regan talking to him and she's like, there are bottles that need to be brought out. Like, what's up?
Yeah. And so now Mia, they're all just like upset. They're upset at Regan being there and everything. And Maddie's like she like never works. Like she never, never works. Hold on a second. Let me do some air DJing. Yeah, music's the best.
Music. Yeah, let me do some air DJing while I'm standing outside waiting for Trevor to pass so I could be like, yeah, bitch, love you, baby.
Yeah, she like never works. Hey, does anyone want to go up to a NASCAR race for a weekend again? Okay, cool. Bye.
So then Julie, who's Julie?
I don't know who Julie is.
Someone's showing Regan something. And she's like, for some reason, this new system is like a process. I have no idea why, but like, it's new. So it's a process. So then we see the Sparkle girls doing their Sparkle thing for someone's birthday or whatever. And Maddie passes by and she goes, is Regan taking payment on that one? Is Regan doing it? And they're like, yeah. And then Regan goes kind of down to the party and she's like, I'm so jealous of them doing shots. And Mia catches her. She's like, come on, I want to cool down. Come on, let's go to the back. Cool down with me. Mia, shit stirring Mia.
Yeah. And Mia, I think Mia's doing like good cop, bad cop with Maddie, because she's sort of being really nice to Regan, and she's like, you know, there are a lot of people who despise you, like, you know, serving someone here, and like that the guy felt that Reese fell in love with you, and then he was just like, you know, you don't have to be a waitress anymore, you know. And basically Mia says that Regan is living the life that all these servers want to have, which is that they work at this place and they get plucked out of obscurity by someone wealthy and then they can like live a life of luxury, and that anyone who says otherwise is deluding themselves.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, that's every girl's dream. Find a rich guy at Republic. And
Thomas Ravenel, more likely.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. And the producer's like, but including Maddie? And she's like, yes. So she's like, yeah, girl, you hit the jackpot. I mean, he takes you on trips, and now you're just here doing this for fun in a TV gig. And she goes, yeah, and because I want to see my food and bev friends. I mean.
Which she could do anyway, by the way, without working on the show. So
I just love Southern Charm's food and bev obsession. How long have you been in food and bev? How many years you got in food and bev? I mean, I just want to see my food and bev friends.
Hey, Regan, I need you to wrap it up, okay? You're on the clock. No, you're not literally standing on a clock, but it's a metaphor, Regan. Come on, get back to work.
So Mia's like, yeah, whatever. So if cheating and infidelity is her reason for not liking someone, I mean, she's probably the last person. And Regan goes, yeah, because I've heard like a ton of shit about Maddie's relationship, and I've never spread or said, which rhymes, which is so funny. God, I'm talented. Anything when I know Maddie has talked shit about me in the past, and I know Emmy has too, and they need to watch their relationships because karma's a bitch.
Yeah. So now the whole gang heads to a minor league baseball game, which just feels so appropriate for the show. And Joe is bragging about it. He's like, yeah, so like the job comes like a lot of perks. I'm like friends with like the River Dog baseball players, and like they come to Republic and I give them VIP, and then they give me VIP at the minor league baseball stadium. Yeah.
That sounds kind of illegal at work. I don't know that you're supposed to be trading personal favors at work, but what do I know? All right. He's like, what's a better day anyway than watching baseball in Charleston? It's like literally anything.
Literally anything.
Okay. And then it cuts to Mia, because they're all walking and they're all sexy. And Mia's like, oh my God, I feel like I have camel toe. But so does Mikkel. So it's okay. And Mikkel's just like, anyone want a pizza burger? Anyone?
They just start serving everyone at the minor league baseball game. It's like, it's in our nature.
I died.
I'm Cloud Nine.
Cloud Nine. So then Grace stands up in the stands and she goes, okay, hi. Me, Grace Lily, wavy baby gravy. I'm bringing a date. So I just want to establish my territory. Okay, Mia. Because please and thank you. Please and thank you. Because Mia, you inspire me. You inspire me to do that. Because I know you enjoy meeting guys from different walks of life that are maybe different than you. Because you're open to that. And that inspires me. But don't step on my toes or I'll stomp on you. That's my man, period. You're never welcome in Tulum. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I love Grace's monologue about how she's really loves meeting different guys from different walks of life. And then the guy that she winds up bringing around looks exactly like the last guy she brought around.
They're all the same. They're a tall, blonde guy without a bath. Every single one.
Long hair and work. This guy works with Trevor on the bicycle route. So, Mia's like, well, best of luck to you. Can't wait to meet him. So we meet
this guy. But he's the Matthew McConaughey of that bicycle route. You know that has been working that for years because, we'll get to it in a minute, but he looks a lot older than everybody else. So, Grace Lily's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Magic Bike, like, XXL.
Yeah. Grace Lily's like, thank you so much for coming. He's like, yeah, well, I definitely haven't been to one of these games before. She's like, oh, so this is your first Bulldogs game? Amazing. Thank you so much for coming to it. I can't believe this first Bulldogs game. Cloud Nine Wave Gravy. She's way too needy and over-giving. She's giving too much.
She's not playing it cool. She's not playing hard to get. She's like really, I mean, I feel like Strike One is bringing him to a group situation at a minor league baseball game. That's you're already working uphill once you do that, you know.
But she's bringing him to a camera, and she knows every tall, hot, blonde guy assumes that they were born to be on television.
That's
so true. You bring one in front of the TV, he's gonna have a boner. It's just how it's gonna work. It just doesn't necessarily have to be for you, you know. The pitfalls. Oh, the pitfalls.
So now something that is actually pretty craven, like really. Something that seems like it would have originated with the Witches of WeHo. Emmy, in an effort to get revenge for her friend, who Grace Lily slut-shamed multiple times last week, has decided that she wants to essentially cock-block Grace Lily with this guy, Daniel. And so she gets Will's support to go flirt with this guy. And so she sidles up next to him in the bleachers there and then just starts just laying it on thick.
Well, I mean, I guess, but it's Emmy, so her idea of flirting is hilarious to me, right? She's like, so it's me, Grace. He's like, I was dropping off at Bourbon and Bubbles. She goes, oh, you do bike taxi. I, like, met you last year because you were at a bike taxi and I was outside. Oh, my God. And he's like, yeah. Where are you from? Germany, originally. Oh, did you go to college in Germany? He's like, I've been here for like 20, 25 years. My girl, if 5 years, if it's 20 to 25 years, how old is this person? I feel like this guy's at least 50. What do you say?
He's probably in his 50s to 70s. That makes him very, very powerful. So
her idea of coming on to somebody is making really aggressive small talk without any sex appeal at all. She's like, where are you from? You like French fries? Oh my God, tomatoes give me canker sores.
Do you play video games? I had the Nintendo Cube. Do you have a Dreamcast ever? Huh?
She literally
Which one do you like better? Mario or Luigi? She literally talks about the GameCube. He's like, I don't know. He's like, does that have pedals on it?
And Grace Lily's like, this is strange. Like, she's got Will, and I'm on a date. Let me get my time in. I mark my territory.
But it still is like, ultimately, even if Emmy does not have the best GameCube, it still is like really mean. I think it was like a really mean thing because she was just doing it just to fuck with Grace Lily.
Yeah.
But she could have totally like fucked up that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. It was me. I just thought it was really funny.
She took her from cloud 9 to cloud 7. It's like, imagine being on a pirate ship and you're getting fucked by a hot pirate. And then a wave comes along and gets swallowed by a whale. Okay? That whale ruined the entire romantic moment.
There ain't no cotton in the candy on cloud 7.
Just gravel. Just gravel and cocktails.
So then me and Joe are talking, and she's like, hey, Joe, you know I love you, right? Like, I love you, Joe. And he goes, I love you too, right? Like, to sunset, right? Is that what he said? What did he say?
I don't know. It sounded like she was about to say, but I still only see you as a friend. But he's like, yeah, I love you. And then he kisses her on the cheek, and then she's, you can sort of see in her eyes, she's like, well, I guess I might as well play this one out to see where it goes.
Right. So then they see that Emmy and Will are making out on the kiss cam on the, I don't want to call it Jumbotron. It's like a larger than mediumtron. It's like
the LG. It was almost like someone wheeled out an LG from Best Buy. Put it out now in the outfield.
It's like one of those things in school where they roll out the big machine and then they put a piece of plastic on it and it like signs up on the wall. What are those called?
Oh yeah, overhead projector. It's like a, it was like one of those old slideshows. Basically you see them making out, but it was all still framed and you hear beep, and then it advances to the next shot of them making out. It's like beep, and then the next shot of them making out.
Yeah. So they see them doing it on kiss cam. She's like, oh my God, I've always wanted a kiss cam. So it comes to them. So they make out and their kiss doesn't look passionate, really. It looks, Joe's got a weird thing where he's really hot. I'm not buying really any of his chemistry with anybody. Are you?
Joe's?
Yeah, I just don't see it. And I think he's so cute and so nice. And like, I can see that he's sexy, but like, there's no appeal with anybody on this show.
Yeah, I think I agree. And I think it's because we got a glimpse into his daddy issues. And like, you can tell he obviously has like an overbearing father. And no matter what Joe is doing, you know, he just like hears his dad being like, don't be a pussy, kiss her, don't be a pussy, kiss her, take what's yours. You just sort of see it as, yes, dad.
Yeah, because he makes out like when you're in like middle school and you're like, hey guys, let's make out with our hands, because then we'll know how to make out. It's like, it's just this weird, like, she's not the back of your hand, you know? So anyway, they're on kiss cam, and she's like, I've never been on kiss cam, so I'm going big. And then Joe's like, woo. And then Grace is like, wait a minute, kiss cam. I want kiss cam.
She's saying it in the way, like, you know, in those movies when something terrible happens to someone, they go out into the rain and they put their hands out and they say, come and get me, where are you, stop hot, come and get me. But she's yelling it to kiss cam.
Yeah, you know? Come on, kiss cam. And the kiss cam does not go to her. It's so hilarious and sad.
It's sad because there's like only three people in that stadium, and like, kiss cam goes to basically a squirrel running along the side of the outfield. You know, it's like, well, kiss cam today has decided to change its brand to squirrel running away cam.
Yeah, Kiss Cam got some standards in the past 3 seconds, okay? So Bradley is like, hey guys, is anybody going to Reagan's birthday dinner? Are you going to go, Will? And Will's like, I wasn't invited. Have fun, though. And Mikhail's like, yeah, I wasn't invited either. What the hell? She's on my shit list now.
I felt bad for Mikhail because Mikhail was the one who's like, oh, it's Reagan. She's back. Like, not everyone likes her, but like, I love her. I think she's great. She's like amazing. And then she didn't invite Mikhail. Justice for Mikhail.
Yeah. And so then Grace is like, what about Grace? Oh, someone says, and we believe Grace. Okay, wait. Mikhail says, I wasn't invited either. She's on my shit list. I heard she was talking about Grace and Trevor. And then Brad was like, oh yeah, we believe Grace. And she says, what about Grace? She told me something. Riley said something, but she didn't tell me what it was. She was like, Riley knows something about Trevor and Maddie, but I don't know what it was. You know why? Because my head does not have power. You know why it's power? My pussy power.
Pussy cam. Come on, pussy cam. So then,
pussy cam. I want pussy cam.
So 2 days ago, we see that we see Reagan being like, oh God, you guys have been filming for a while. I got to catch up for lost time. Okay. Hey, you think the shit we hear about you and Trevor isn't enough to, she talked about Maddie. She's basically saying that like there's all this, all these rumors about Trevor that's being spread all through town. And she's like, it's not my drum to bop. It's not my bomb to drop, but it's a bomb. And the producer's like, well, what's the rumor? She goes, and then Bradley chimes in and he says, I'm not going to discuss this information right now. Just know that it involves peanut butter.
And that's when I was like, that's it. This is my favorite show ever to be on Bravo because I love peanut butter. This is the first rumor I've ever heard on Bravo involving peanut butter. I was like, add some white bread and you've got 10 seasons. Okay.
And some honey or some jelly. It can go so many different directions.
Yeah. So now they're all cheering at baseball and like barking like dogs because they're at the like hound dogs or whatever the fuck they're called in Charleston. No one cares. So then at Maddie's apartment, Joe is there and they've got like painting stuff all around and it's empty. They're in some empty room. And Joe's like, look what I've got. Records. We could paint records. We could paint them and then put them all over the room because this is your music room, right? Wait, hold on. Here's my plan. And he pulls out a full-on sketchbook from Hobby Lobby. He's like, here's my plan.
Frank Lloyd Wrong. Well, I think I actually made that joke once before. I apologize. But either way, you know, Paige Davis was watching this and was like, you know what? Listen, I've seen a lot of bad amateur design work. Don't go down this path. I know what where this is going. Because Joe was like, so I did a quick sketch. Okay, so I got purple, red, and then... And then that's it, just purple, red, and like orange or something. I was like, what color scheme is happening here?
I know. She's like, wait, that looks like a stick figure putting something on another stick. Oh, that's a ring on a finger. Sorry, that's a different sketch. That's a different plan. So he moves it. And he's like, yeah, because purple's your color, right? Or red, or pink, or cream. And she's like, well, before me and Trevor were in a relationship, Joe was like over designing my closet. And then we see a clip of her going, yeah, I want this to be like a second hangout area, right? Right? Because it's a closet, but like people can hang out. Like it could be like a girl cave. And he's like, girl cave. Girl cave.
Yeah. Enjoy that lovely letter you get from your landlord when they see that you've painted a closet purple, red, and like brown or whatever. So
I have to say this because I know the audience is thinking it and I know it goes against a lot of the rules. I'm not personally getting gay vibes, but you have no charisma with anybody. You're really adorable, and you're decorating your best friend's closet with painted records and painter's tape. Joe, please be gay. Please. I'm not saying you are. I'm putting in a request to everybody in heaven. Please be gay, and let me be your uncle, and let me guide you.
Joe, we're not saying you're in the closet, but you're literally in a closet right now.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say it now?
He is in a closet at the very least.
I don't know that you are gay, but I hope that you are. Okay, there. Thank you. Feels so much better.
You're gay hopeful. So yeah. So Maddie's
like, you don't even have to choose. Be whatever you want.
Joe's talking about Mia and he's like, last night we went to the River Dogs game and like we kissed for like a second. Yeah. And it was like on the Jumbotron and it was like, I've never done that before. And it was, I felt like I was making out in the hallway of school and I was like, wow, that was sick. And he's like, wow, great story.
I like when he's like, yeah, we kissed for a second. And she goes, again? He's like, yeah. And she goes, well, would you like ever take her on a proper date? Or like, are you just having fun? And he says, I don't know. And he goes, yeah, I think part of me wants Maddie to be jealous. So he asks her what she thinks. And she's like, I mean, I don't know. Like, she's the type of girl who like wants to be like picked up in a car, or like cook for me, or like clean for me, or like give me flowers.
like, you know, pick me up in a vehicle that has four wheels and actually like a like walls and stuff, you know, and a gas tank.
I know she says it like, you know, she's like a girl who wants respect.
She's like, she's not okay with being picked up by a taxi cab that your date is actually driving. I mean a bike cab.
He's like, I don't know. I don't think she's clingy, which she didn't say at all. You know, she goes, listen, I know Mia. So she goes, yeah, Mia's like definitely high maintenance. Like she's like dating a different guy every day, which is totally fine for her to say, by the way.
Yeah, apparently it's okay.
Yeah, like Joe and Mia are like not made for each other. I can tell you that much.
And then the scene ends with them looking proudly at their work, which is like this, again, purple and light orange and just these diagonal stripes that are like unevenly painted.
They've taped like, off like triangles like under the wall. It looks like an 80s aerobics room.
It looks terrible. It looks terrible. And then Maddie's like painting on Joe's like Zara shirt. I'm like, what? That's terrible. Stop that. I hate this. I hate that he's allowing that.
So then Joe is shaving his chest and his face, and that it's like another day. And then we get kind of the Southern Charm music. I don't know. I feel like the music is kind of making it. They're getting there. So then we go to Republic and working. And you know that green Vanderpump Rules wall of like fake greenery that you take selfies in front of? Of course, Lava has that same thing. And so Grace Lily, it shows everybody working and just Grace Lily taking selfies of herself. Yeah. And Maddie's going through having her ER moment going, hey, 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 I can't find the ice scoopers. I can't find the ice scoopers. Where are the ice scoopers?
Ice scoopers 911. And so then Will starts talking to Maddie and he's like, you know, there are some people who don't work super hard. So I've heard. And she's like, Reagan? He's like, yeah. Because she takes off months at a time. And I don't know how, like, having her on staff is going to help us hit these goals, whatever these goals are. I'm like, first of all, you don't have to worry about that. Like, that's a Leva issue. I love the way that Leva has made them all become, like, part of Cult of Republic. Like, we got to do it for Republic. If we don't do it, what's the point? If we have a weak link at Republic, we are weak people ourselves. We must do this for Republic.
And Will's logic, first of all, Will's the messiest bitch on this cast. And I think when when the focus goes off of other people, we'll see what a mess this guy is. But I like that his logic doesn't work at all. He's like, yeah, so like Leva wants us to like hit certain numbers. So then why would you bring in someone who's friends with only really rich people, like the richest people in town, and ask them to bring their friends in? It makes no sense at all.
Case closed.
Yeah. So Maddie's like, yeah, that girl brings in so much drama. Like, I don't have time to deal with it. Okay. Like, the other girls can deal with it. And he's like, yeah, that's not like a good team building activity, I'd say.
Yeah. I don't think anything on this show has been a good team building activity, to be honest. So now it's nighttime and Maddie walks up. What are. I love this. Hey, Joe, how are you? Oh, hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? I'm tired. Oh, okay.
You seem nervous, though, Joe. You seem nervous. And he's like, yeah, if I seem nervous right now, you do. That's why I just said you seem nervous. Hey, do I seem nervous? Joe, you seem nervous. What the fuck, Joe? He's like, yeah, well, if I seem nervous right now, I'm going to talk to Leva about, like, bringing in, like, more responsibility and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're going to bring in responsibility?
He's going to bring in responsibility. They're like 35 years old. They're so powerful. So he's
like, so he goes, yeah.
He's got glasses on. He looks so cute in his glasses, by the way. He is so cute with the glasses on. And we see that like the previous day, Joe has written a letter to Leva asking for more responsibility. He's like, dear Leva Bonaparte and Republic DMG, I would like to ask for more responsibilities and roles in the company, both work roles and dinner roles. So I am well versed in these areas, management, bartending, baking, dinner roles, etc. Thanks for your consideration. Signed, Joe.
This is 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs. Okay. This is 4 paragraphs. Look at this
single
letter.
Single space, negative 5 point pixel.
And most of it is like blurred out, but it just goes. He's like, where I'm like home alone at 4 p.m., where I like correspond, blah, 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 blah. Could have happened in my life, blah, 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 blah. extra life, especially a professional, blah, blah, blah. Right. I get like 10 more responsibilities during the day. It's like, what is this letter?
It's like I went, Grace Lilly had flowers at her thing the other night, and I saw that flowers have stems. And I'm like, why are we not doing more stemmed wine glasses? We can do stemless. We can do stemmed. Like, there's a whole world of it. I can bring this perspective to Republic DMG.
Yeah, it's a long fucking letter. So Joe's like, yeah, because my dad's like, why are you scrubbing, like, toilets? And I love the hell out of my dad, but sometimes it's hard as hell to see the real me. And then we see a picture of him and his dad. His father is Jax.
Oh, my God.
Did you notice? His father looks exactly like fucking Jax with the mustache. They even cast a young Jax. Come on.
This is what happens. And I was going to say the father was hot, too. But the father is totally Jax. And this is going to be the future. I was like, as soon as I saw the pictures, as soon as Joe said that story, I was like, oh, I understand everything about poor Joe. Poor sweet Joe. Not tough enough for his dad. So now Joe, like, talk to Leva about getting just more responsibility. And he's like, the main thing I was like trying to portray in the email is that it's been like a year and a half and I feel like I've had like the most growth I've found in my life. Like, I learned how to use the squirrel system. I learned also just about squirrels because they're at the minor league game and everything. They were on squirrel cam. And I feel like I've just been like plateauing lately. And like one of the things I've grown in a way is that I've learned how to use the word plateauing. I always thought that meant something about a pedicure, but it actually is something totally different. So in conclusion, I think I'm totally qualified to be
I can walk on plates with my toes. So
yeah, I deserve, I thought that's a race, what it meant. Plate toes. Yeah, toes for your plates.
And she's like, yeah, I got your email. So like, what's your 5-year plan with me? And he's like, to learn every facet of like the company. And she goes, well, I'm like personally invested and I already see you as a leader. And I like want to give you more responsibilities, starting with ass shots in the shower every episode. So like, if you're willing to see what it takes, we can look at you as VIP director in our company. But you have to be, what is he now?
That is, I know, that's what I'm wondering.
That's already what he is.
Associate director of VIP managers, associates and directors, sales.
She's like, yeah, but it's not easy to tell CJ he was late, mostly because he's never been late. But it's also not easy to tell TJ to stop vacuuming because, like, sometimes he'll be here till 5 a.m. vacuuming. He can't stop vacuuming. Y'all, it's, like, sort of his thing. And you have to stop him, okay? You can't just let him continuously vacuum. And, like, sometimes your friends are going to talk about you. And sometimes you're going to lose a friend or two. And you realize you can't date anybody here. And you've got chemistry with, like, zeros of people, and I just want to make sure you understand.
She's talking to him. She sounds like she's prepping him for like a deep cover mission in Russia right now. Like, you have to understand, the moment we kick you out of this airplane, you are no longer Joe, okay? You are Igor Vlastovich, okay? Yeah, I got it. I can do this, boss. I can find the files.
You ever get in trouble and you call the Republic Embassy, nobody knows who the fuck Joe is. Do you understand me?
You got to get those files and then you got to get back to Republic for the next Cloud 9 event. Otherwise, there will be no Cloud 9 event. Yeah, I got it. I got it. I'm totally going to do it.
So he's like, I'm really hungry and grateful. And she's like, you ready, Joe? And he's like, Igor Slavosky. That's my name now. I wish we could hug, but I guess we should shake. Just, yeah, we're going to shake. And now we're going to hug. And she tells us, Joe's like the reigning king. Like, he makes everyone comfortable. He takes initiative. He puts work in. Is that enough? Can I go now?
Igor, we're giving you this white jacket for your mission. That way people don't know if you're a doctor or a lab technician. But either way, serve some shots shirtless underneath, and you'll get those files. Good luck to you.
So then we go to what everybody's doing the next day. Brad's doing push-ups, and his dog jumps on him. He's like, aren't I? I'm trustworthy. I have a dog. And then Grace Lily's parents' house, she's like going through all of her clothes for the night. She's like, that one's see-through, but it's okay.
Yeah, and tonight is Reagan's big birthday dinner. So
how dare you skip this part? Because this is a very important part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maddie's at home scenes are my favorite scenes now because everyone else is at least pretending. Maddie's just like,
right onto Sienna's face. It was so, this poor girl, hasn't she already been through enough? Cheated on, now spat on with her backwash. So,
sorry.
No, it's fine. I actually love the Maddie scenes too, and I just had forgotten that there was one right there. So Reagan, it's Reagan's birthday dinner, and people are arriving, and Joe is like, happy birthday, Quinn. And they're all sitting there for dinner, and Grace is like, hey, tomorrow's National Sex Day, or as I call it, National Be a Pirate Day, okay? So Reagan's like, I love that. I was born on National Sex Day, so I plan on getting absolutely railed by a very powerful person in their mid-30s.
And did you notice that then they cut back and then TJ's there? Like, TJ just pops up into places.
Like,
oh my God, tomorrow's National Sex Day. He's like.
And TJ is like on Reagan's shoulder. Like, he does not leave more than a centimeter of space between them for the rest of the evening. He's like, sidekick, official gay sidekick.
I know. That's how you know that she's like the most fabulous one, right? So, Lucia gets there and she's like, well, I'm the last one. Where's everybody else? What are they doing? And Reagan goes, they're meeting at Griffon. The Griffin, Reagan, really? They're meeting at Griffon. They don't want to celebrate me. So then we go to the Griffin, which is our after party spot.
I know. Yay! I was so glad. I saw that too. I was like, oh my God, we were there. I think we actually went there two nights in a row. But the rest of the people who did not get invited to their birthday party are now sitting at a long table in the corner of the bar, and they're all sitting on the same side of the table, like they're a judging panel, like they're expecting someone to defend their thesis in front of them. They're all like sitting there facing the rest of the bar, being like, can you believe we didn't get invited to Reagan's birthday party? That slut, that bitch. I mean, I didn't even want to go, but the fact that she didn't invite me, that's just like rude.
So TJ's like, well, I'm surprised that Mikhail didn't come to your birthday party. What's up with that? And Reagan says, well, I mean, no. And he goes, I thought you were friends. Aren't you friends with Mikhail? She's like, so dun.
I was a little confused. Continued
on that one.
Yeah, I was a little confused about that.
So then Mikhail's like, well, in the other place, Mikhail's like, I was going to go, but I was like, where's my invite? I mean, if we're a team, like, why would you not invite the team?
So now the more important issue here is Grace Lilly trying to figure out her tortilla chips, which is funny because I had like a very similar conversation the night before when I watched this. She was like, I love the cinnamon on the chips. And Mia's like, I don't think it's cinnamon. I think it's just spices. No, it's cinnamon. It's pretty wavy gravy. I think it's cinnamon.
Mia's like, girl, we're at a Mexican restaurant. I don't know where they would put cinnamon on their chips. And Mia goes, Grace like, nope, cinnamon. She goes, no, it's tahine, like a Mexican spice they put on shrimp or the spicy margarita. Cinnamon's only on churros. And she goes, no, it's cinnamon.
And then, so this is what cracked me up the most. And then a full big-ass platter of sushi arrives. And I was like, did she not just say they're in a Mexican? Aren't they at a Mexican restaurant? Like, what? Like, did anyone else notice the giant platter of sushi that arrived in the Mexican restaurant? Like,
well, I've got a lot of sushi in Mexico and Mexican restaurants. So maybe that's a thing. I don't know.
Really? Is there?
Yeah.
I just. No,
I thought it was weird there when I could order sushi and nachos. I was like, yes.
I mean, listen, I'm all down for fusion, but I did not feel like this was a fusion place. I felt like this was a confusion place, and it seemed very, very on brand for this group.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's no Griffon. So then back at the birthday, Brad's like, oh, this is beautiful. I'm just getting so turned on. And they're trying to, oh no. This is a fun party, right? So Bradley's like, this is beautiful. I'm getting turned on. And Reagan's like, calm down now. So back at the Griffon, the gang is like, oh my God, we should look at Reagan's Instagram and see if she's even posted pictures of her birthday. Oh my God, she has posted pictures of her birthday dinner. Oh my God. Oh, and Maddie's like, yeah, your boyfriend, isn't it your birthday dinner? Oh, that makes so much sense. Bradley's at her birthday dinner, but her boyfriend's not at her birthday dinner.
Maddie, you're dating a human condom who rides a bike. Like, why? Like, you are in no place to talk about boyfriends being shitty.
Yeah. So then at the birthday dinner, Joe's like, everyone put their cards in besides Reagan, or Reese can get it all. Just kidding. Okay, yeah. I really am just kidding, because she really didn't pull out Namex. But okay, kidding. Where's Reese tonight anyway? And she's like, he's got a soccer game. Like, got to learn how to keep up with me. Play some sports.
Wow, he's such an athlete. Hey, let's go to the Griffon now. So they go. They
no,
go.
That was TJ. He goes, healthy and fit.
That's the brand of my vacuum that I like most, healthy and fit.
TJ loves Reese. Also, did Reese dump Reagan and she hasn't admitted it? That's my guess.
No, Reese, I guarantee, is just another one of these guys who does not want to be on reality TV. So he's going to just be mentioned but never actually seen. We've all seen this. The rich guy who has a career who feels like he's going to lose it all. Because he probably
would. I don't know. This is Charleston. It's known for its thirst. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Reese as a cast member at some point. Just like the old guy.
True. I mean, even Cameron's husband eventually made it onto the show.
Yeah. So, one time before they quit the entire show.
Because he got made fun of so much on the internet, amongst other things.
Well, because, Catherine was spreading it around that he was cheating.
So now the birthday group goes to the Griffin and they meet up with everyone else. And Mikhail's like, this is like very awkward for me. Like, this is very awkward. And then he goes, it's like, what do you call it? Like the last meal with Jesus vibe. Like, is that his name? Jesus? Something like that. Yeah, it's like that vibe.
You almost got it. You said last. She's like, yeah, what is it? Like the last meal with Jesus? Come on, Emmy. Last cinnamon sushi with Jesus. Am I right?
last cinnamon. Sushi, tortilla, burrito with Jesus. No.
So Will's like, I think it's really weird that like half of us are invited to your birthday dinner and like half of us aren't invited to your birthday dinner. And Mia's like, it's her birthday dinner. And Reckon goes, well, I just really wanted to spend my 23rd with people who I connect with and that I love.
I love these people who are such dicks to Reagan. And so outwardly hostile to her. And then they're like shocked they're not invited to her birthday dinner. So Maddie's like, so you connect and love all these people, but like not your boyfriend, but these people, like Grace Lilly, like her over there, like Mistress of Tulum, like these are the people, you know, that you love.
And Mia's like, if you have an issue with her, talk to her about it. Don't project it onto all of us, Maddie. And Maddie's like, who said I had a problem with Reagan?
As and she's Mia like goes, standing and screaming.
You did. You said you had a problem with her. And Brad's like, yeah, you. And then TJ's like, yeah, you. You.
Yeah.
You.
Maddie's like, Mia, I'm not here to fight with you. I don't want to fight with you. I don't have a problem with you, Mia. Even though you're like super clingy and like, oh God, like you go on like so many dates with so many guys every single day of the week. And you need to be in like a car and you're like too good for like a bike taxi. Like, but I don't have a problem with you.
And Brad's like, well, you brought up what you thought happened. And Will's like, what we want to bring up is you and Reagan fucking. It's like, dun, dun, dun. And he slams the table with stupid Will. He's like mad about things.
And then Emmy does that thing where she decides to ride the coattails of that. And she goes, you and Reagan fucking. It's like, thanks, babe. I got it.
And Brad's like, I'm not fucking anybody's girlfriend. You're banking on lies. And Will's like, no. No. Three parts. First part, suspicion. You're known around town for hitting on a girl with boyfriends, and you're known for fucking people with boyfriends, like Reagan. Two! And Reagan's like, uh-oh, daddy's a lawyer. Look at him go.
Yeah. Second, let's move on to the evidence, okay? Joe Bradley has heard you guys fucking in Atlanta.
That's actually like not true. I haven't, like, I'm not sure what I uh-huh. Could have been mice, yeah.
And you heard him fucking Atlanta in the treehouse. He's like, oh, not true.
Well, it could have been any house, really.
Third, you want evidence? Confession. You told Emmy to her face, and she said, if I fuck Bradley and he runs his mouth, I'm gonna ruin him. And Bradley's like,
I confirmed that.
Bradley's like, that never happened. And Will goes, suspicion, evidence, confession, and cinnamon. I swear to God there were cinnamon on that. I brought them from TJ Tastes.
It was tagine, okay? Tagine, a very popular sushi spice. So Bradley's like, well, like, you know, this is not evident. Like, there's no evidence and there was no confession. So, like, what are you talking about? And then Joe goes, guys, like, it was like a year ago. And Maddie gets so mad. He goes, Joe, you were the first person to come to me and say I heard it. And I had to be like, hold on, speak louder. I'm listening to music because I'm into it. So you spoke louder. And I was like, I still can't hear you over the music because I'm DJing because I like to do that.
She's like, be a man, Joe. Be a bro. Be a man, Joe. Like, Maddie is so cracked out. Her pupils are popping out of her head. And the producer goes, Joe, what did you hear in the treehouse? What did it sound like? And Joe goes,
no, Joe, not what's in your head right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't hear moaning or anything, but this is what I heard. He just keeps going on and on. And then it cuts back to Maddie going, y'all are fucking liars. And Brad's like, Maddie, you're more focused on someone else when your best friend was sleeping with your boyfriend. And Emmy's like,
she goes, okay, I slept with Trevor when I was a sophomore in high school. And Brad goes, it was not high school. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter. And he goes, so you're confirming? It was college. It was college. And Brad goes, Emmy, college was last year.
And Trevor goes, what happened in the past is in the past. And Brad goes, you were licking peanut butter off his dick, and that's fine. And everyone just gets silent. What? And the girls are like, what?
And Grace is like, Grace, I'm so confused. Was that cinnamon? Is that like a cinnamon peanut butter?
Licking peanut butter off his dick. Bye. She's cracking up. And then because me and Trevor's business is in the past and it's nobody's business, so shut the fuck up. And then to us, Emmy goes, the peanut butter.
The sword of tail, the peanut butter. And then
sad piano music starts playing and she's like, yeah, so that's a true story. I hooked up with Trevor and it's true that I licked peanut butter off Trevor's dick, which is my proudest moment. But I think I just licked it off the tip. I didn't make like a whole like corn dog out of it or anything.
Why not, girl? No one's going to look down on you for adding some peanut butter to that experience. I think we all are like, we're giving you a standing ovation. We've seen your charcuterie boards, okay? We see how you treat the Brussels sprouts that are under seasoned. We know you like a proper culinary experience. Go for it.
Other than that, the guy rides a bike all night long. You think you want to come home and get a blowjob? You better cover that with something. Peanut butter, whipped cream. I don't know. Dip it into some Ben and Jerry's. Do something. Because you know Trevor doesn't come home and jump right in the shower.
And then Maddie goes, Brad thinks this is a big bomb, but it's not news to any of us. So then Will's like, okay, well, the peanut butter is news to me at this point, but what does a condiment do to the situation? Like, what's the point of the condiment? Well, actually, it made it really taste quite salty, but very delicious. No, Emmy, we're leaving that in the past. We don't need to know what it literally did to the situation.
And Trevor's like, well, I don't know. Like, you shouldn't be changing the subject right now. And TJ goes, oh, says the cheater. So you know how it works. I was like, yes, TJ.
I know. TJ was on the right side this week.
I know. Isn't it amazing how when people are on your same side, you're like, oh, my God, yes, queen.
I love how empowered TJ is. He really speaks his truth. What a strong soul.
Thank God we have a gay like TJ on television. So then Maddie gets up to fight and so does he. Trevor gets up too. And she's like, no, sit down. So they both sit back down. And Bradley's like, one thing happened and one thing is a rumor. So now I'm being attacked. And Will's like, well, if you fight fire with fire, everyone gets burned. And now look at us. You started the fire, Will. You literally started the fire. The fire doesn't get to complain about the other fire that's fighting it. You were the original fire, Will.
You set a spark out and lit another tree. Okay, it's your fault. And he goes, look at us. We're all burned. And then it cuts to Grace Lily taking selfies of herself. Like, oh, were you guys talking about something?
She's taking selfies while Emmy is hiding her face and taking her pulse. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe this.
Peanut butter.
This show.
So silly.
It's
so
too stupid. Fucking much. I love this show. Okay, so that was Southern Hospital. Welcome, Reagan, to the crew. You messy, messy ass. I can't wait to see what she brings. Everybody, yeah. Thank you so much for being here with us. We will be back every day for everything, doing everything. Okay, whatever you need. We'll be here. Invite me to your party. Invite me to your party. go buy live show tickets for our new cities and all of our cities over at watchwhatcrappens.com. You'll find ticket links. Don't forget, those new cities are San Diego, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, Illinois, and Columbus, Ohio. So that's like 20 cities or something. I don't know. It looks like a lot.
Nice,
so,
big tour.
To find your city, your date, and your ticket links, watchwhatcrappens.com. Thank you for being with us on Crappens On Demand. You can find those videos over on our Patreon. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleon.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.